This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb's Business News Service. We're speaking today with Jamie Walker, CEO of a new company called Cogo Jets. Thanks for being with us, Jamie. Starting right out, Jamie, Cogo is proposing an on-demand per-seat jet taxi business model that sounds a little bit like DayJet, but I think Cogo is a little bit different. I guess the fair question is, how is it different?
It is similar in that we're both trying to better utilize business aircraft as a tool. It's different, though, in that Cogo Jets is based on a broker-client relationship, in that we don't own airplanes, we don't operate airplanes. We act as an agent for our customers, our members, and once they collectively decide to book a jet together on a per-seat basis, we go out to the marketplace and we'll find the operator that can do the trip.
Now, that sounds a little bit like traditional Part 135 charter, but there's a twist in there in that you're putting clients together and charter operators together, correct?
Correct. And that's really the backbone of Cogo Jets and how it works, in that it's a website-driven company, and our members join and become members of the website. And once they're members of the website, they can then coordinate their travel plans with all the other members of the website. So, for example, if we had a group that wanted to go from Miami to New York, they would collectively make their arrangements together via the website. And then once they decided on the date and time and the number of seats that they wish to occupy, they would have Cogo Jets then go out and find the aircraft to do the trip.
Poking around the website, I got the impression that there's kind of a social networking aspect of this. Is that true?
That's true. These flights come together and get accomplished through the social networking side of the website, and that it takes members to drive the demand. So if we only had one member in Miami, he wouldn't get very far in terms of sharing the costs and splitting the costs on a per-seat basis. The members in the social network, they work together to create the trips.
As far as the aircraft are concerned, are these owned by individuals, by companies, or by charter operators, or all of the above?
They're all operated by Part 135 charter operators, and who owns them would obviously be a degree of variation in there, in that some may be owned by the operator themselves, or some might be under management with the 135 operator.
Will all these flights be conducted under Part 135?
Yes, all flights will be conducted under Part 135. And we have also layered in another tool through the use of Argus to go out and find what we find to be safety-qualified charter operators.
Now, Argus is an agency that specifically reviews aircraft charter companies. Is that correct?
Yes, they're a safety auditing company.
On the website, I played with a demo a little bit, and I noticed I can pick my departure city and my destination city, and then I come to a little drop down that says agreeable terms. What exactly does agreeable terms mean, and how do we get there?
Once you pick your departure city and arrival city, a list will be displayed of other members wishing to go to those same city pairs. And you can choose from any one of those based on when it is that you hope to go or would like to go. And you actually begin a negotiation process of matching the terms, the from to date and time, and the number of seats. So there's a process that the members go through with each other to come to an agreed upon date and time for that particular trip.
I get the impression that this requires some kind of a critical mass in order to work. Is that true?
That is correct. It's definitely back to the social networking question that you'd asked previously. It is completely member-driven. So the more members, the more flights there will be to share.
And what type of aircraft are we talking about here?
Varies from, we've split it into size categories similar to what you would see other brokers using, in that we have light jet, mid-size jet, and heavy jet categories.
If I log onto the site and I want to pick a trip from, say, Los Angeles to Tucson, what might the typical cost be?
You know, we've built in a very handy tool to answer that question, and I might add that I've come from the operator's shoes. I'm actually an owner in a Part 135 company. And the most common question, whether you're an operator or broker, is how much is it going to cost? We built in a tool on our website under our How It Works page that you can actually type in any desired city pair, and you can come up with an estimated cost and an estimated cost per seat, providing you fill the aircraft. The cost is split on a pro rata basis, so if there's only two individuals, then it would be a 50-50 split. If there's four, then each party would pay 25% of the cost.
So by the sounds of it, that means that you could start out with a certain price, but as you get more seats filled, that price will go down.
That's correct.
What kind of geographical area are we talking about here for service?
Because it's a web-based company, there is no limit in terms of geographics. We're focusing on the United States to begin with, but we have had some preliminary discussions with expanding this to other regions as well.
What would be the typical timing if I go onto the site and I'm looking for a charter or I'm looking for an air taxi from a city pair? How long might I have to wait?
We ask, and we actually stop all desired trip negotiations 24 hours in advance to the desired departure time. So we require at least a 24-hour notice in order to get anything accomplished in terms of a trip. But it could happen as quickly as a day, or it could happen as over a week or a couple weeks' time. And again, it gets back to that social networking part. The more members of the site who want to go from Miami to New York, as the example, the more opportunities there are to get those flights accomplished in a much quicker fashion.
Now, looking on the site, I see that Cogo Jets is a sister company of Jetlinx, which is an Omaha-based fractional, if I understand it correctly. Do those two relate in any way?
They do not relate except for the common ownership. That's the company that I refer to that I am also an owner, and they are two separate companies.
All right, Jamie, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Jamie Walker, CEO of CogoJet. Check out the website at cogojets.com. That's cogojets.com. I'm Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.